BBC. Time now for World Sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Martin Fuchs. Coming up, the Commonwealth Games on a knife edge. Still, the athletes' village in Delhi isn't clean.
There needs to be a much bigger surge in effort and a resource thrown at every tower to make them habitable.
Chelsea, Liverpool and Manchester City have all been knocked out on a night of upsets in football's League Cup, and England's cricketers beat Pakistan with ease to clinch their one-day series. First, though, to Delhi, where concern over the state of the athletes' village at the Commonwealth Games means the event is on a knife edge, according to one leading team official. The Games begin a week on Sunday, with 6,500 competitors and officials due to arrive at the athletes' village before then. The problem? It's still dirty, unsafe and unfinished. The chairman of Commonwealth Games England, Sir Andrew Foster, admits the event is facing a critical 24 to 48 hours. Although the first members of his team are flying to Delhi this Thursday, Mr. Foster says he's not ruling out the possibility of pulling out of the event.
We're very positive that the team should go, but we remain to have concerns about the state of the athletes' village, and our people on the ground, our chef de mission, must be satisfied that all of that is good.
But the first 22 are going, right?
Yes, but we always had a plan for a range of athletes to go out over the next week, and we decided that as we are positive for this to go forward, we would let them go, but they're due to go out in phases over that period. And so we needed to let them take the flights they had. But then we are saying that over the next 2 or 3 days, we have to monitor the standards in the village closely, and we absolutely must have the safety and security of the stadia guaranteed. So we are still needing further assurances from the Indian authorities, but whilst we're giving a general message that we want to be there, lots of athletes want to participate, but it is a very small window for a final positive decision to be made.
Scotland have delayed the departure of their first group of athletes. A party was due to leave this Thursday. The Welsh Commonwealth Games team had given organisers in Delhi a deadline of Wednesday evening to confirm that all the venues are fit for purpose. Chris Jenkins is the team's most senior official in Delhi. He's been at the athletes' village and says although some progress has been made, there's still a lot to do.
Looking around the tower today, it was looking pretty good. But then I've just been on a walk around the rest of the village, and there's progress in some towers, but it's very slow. It's almost glacial. There needs to be a much bigger surge in effort and a resource thrown at every tower to make them habitable.
Delhi's Lieutenant Governor has been asked personally to oversee the clean-up of the athletes' village and the renovation of the apartments. India's Urban Development Minister, Jaipal Reddy, has been defending his country, insisting everything will be in place for the opening of the Games a week on Sunday.
The concerned agencies are busy responding to the concerns expressed by the officials of International Commonwealth Games. Their concerns about cleanliness and maintenance will be addressed urgently and properly. There's nothing to worry.
So Indian officials appear confident the Games will be ready on time, but these locals in Delhi don't appear to be so certain.
Shouldn't be happening here, honestly.
I think it's going to be quite a disgrace for, India to be holding this because I think they'll pretty much suck at it.
It is just putting India into a shame because we have nothing to show, and whatever we're showing and the amount of money that's been going, making your own people poor and showing off, it so is not working.
And
so,
considering, I mean, we all know what's going on, the bad state and all. Considering all that, I really think we should back out because we all know it's going to be embarrassing.
It should happen because we are going to get a holiday. And I
To football now. Chelsea, Liverpool and Manchester City have all been beaten on a night of upsets in the third round of the League Cup. All three paid the price for resting key players. The biggest shock came at Anfield, where Liverpool succumbed to Northampton Town of League Two. Even though Liverpool took an early lead, it finished 2-2 after extra time, which meant a penalty shootout.
Abdul Osman
has
a penalty kick here to knock Liverpool out of the Carling Cup. Could be one of the greatest nights in Northampton's history. Here comes Abdul Osman, right-footed, buries the penalty. One of the worst results in the history of Liverpool Football Club, but one of the greatest for League Two Northampton Town.
Northampton won the shootout 4-2. Chelsea were dumped out by Newcastle United, who won 4-3 at Stamford Bridge. David Oates was there.
The champions Chelsea out at the third round stage for the first time in 5 years, and all credit to Newcastle. Patrick Van Aanholt put Chelsea ahead early on, but Niall Ranger and Ryan Taylor gave the Magpies a half-time lead. That was extended by Shola Amiobi's cool finish after the break. Chelsea, despite being down to 10 men, Ben Ayoun injured after they'd used all their subs, fought back. Anelka volleyed a Chelsea second, then 4 minutes from time converted a penalty, a very, very soft one, after Alex was allegedly fouled. Still time, with 60 seconds on the clock, for Amiobi to glance a header from Gutierrez's corner into the roof of the net.
Manchester City went out in another all-Premier League affair, losing 2-1 at West Brom. Mike Sewell was at the Hawthorns.
Manchester City may have the strength in depth and the financial might to mount a challenge for this trophy. On the basis of this performance, that didn't look the case. Granted, a full 11 changes, including a back four with an average age of 20, didn't help, but then West Brom coped perfectly okay in spite of making 10 changes. But for excellent saves by Shea Given, West Brom rather than City would have been in front by the break. Early in the second half, though, justice was done. Gianni Zovellon equalised Joe's opening goal, and within 2 minutes, Simon Cox pounced to send West Brom into the last 16.
The cup holders Manchester United won 5-2 at Scunthorpe. Michael Owen scored twice. Gerard Houllier won his first match in charge of Aston Villa. They came from behind to beat Blackburn Rovers 3-1. And the other Premier League side in action, Wigan Athletic, beat Preston 2-1. Atletico Madrid spoiled Valencia's 100% record in Spain by holding the league leaders to a 1-1 draw. It means Valencia are level with Real Madrid on 10 points at the top. Barcelona are a point behind. David Villa's goal gave the champions a 1-0 victory over Sporting Gijón. In the German Bundesliga, Borussia Dortmund have moved up to second in the table after a 5-0 win over promoted Kaiserslautern. The Paraguay international Lucas Barrios scored twice, and Schalke won their first match of the season, beating Freiburg 2-1. In Italy, Inter have gone top of Serie A after a 4-0 win at home to Bari. There were two goals each for Diego Milito and Samuel Eto'o. Newcomers Cesena, who had been leading the standings, fell to a 2-0 defeat at Catania. Zlatan Ibrahimovic scored for Milan as they drew 1-1 away to Lazio. Roma are in the bottom three after a 2-1 defeat at Brescia. To cricket, England won the fifth and deciding one-day international against Pakistan by 121 runs at the Rose Bowl to take the series 3-2. After choosing to bat, England made 256 for 6 with an unbeaten century from Owen Morgan. They then bowled Pakistan out for just 135. Off-spinner Graham Swan took 3 for 26. The match was brought to an end, a controversial series, so a very important victory for the England captain Andrew Stouts.
What a nice way to finish this season. It's been a long, arduous season, long, hard series as well. So to come out on top is something that's especially satisfying. We've been to some pretty tough places over the course of the last couple of weeks, and we've stuck together pretty well. So we're obviously delighted and you know, very pleased that the season's over and it's been a successful one.
You won everything. Everything all summer.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've had to work pretty hard to do that. From a cricket team point of view, we're very happy with where we are before the Ashes. As a group, I think we're very close and tight, and that's probably more important.
And our top story again. Leading team officials say the Commonwealth Games are on a knife edge because the accommodation for athletes is unclean, unsafe and unfinished. And that's the very latest world sport from the BBC in London.